Sit. You know that song? You can crash on me all night.
I'm afraid not.
Okay, so...
Wait, what was I saying? All right, this is my very tall friend Shay. And I am very short.
Indeed.
So I'm going to sit on my feet, even though I got a chunk of my ass cut out this morning. It's fine.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
We love a precancerous mole that we caught early.
Indeed. Get your skin checked, folks.
Get your skin checked.
I also have to go because I also found a spot and I showed Katie and she told me I probably need to go.
Yeah.
And I believe her because I have a weird feeling about it. So I'm going to go. So I'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah. If you have any moles, get them checked.
Get them checked, please. If you have family history.
If you have skin tags even, get them checked.
Get them checked immediately. So, that's not what we're talking about today.
It's not at all what we're talking about today. We were going to talk about, in general, the school system, because Shay just recently left teaching in public in a high school.
I did.
And now she has gotten her master's in school counseling, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And then she has like multiple jobs, like she does tutoring, she does all kinds of stuff. I'll let her elaborate. And then I am going to be homeschooling my children for several reasons.
I will too. So,
and si.
Yeah.
Si, senora.
Si. I will also be homeschooling my children.
So, okay. You know, but you go ahead and you talk about...
I'll yap.
You yap about the school system and how we say the pledge and all of that fun stuff.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so first of all, for my credentials, I guess, so you're like, who the fuck is this bitch? So I have my degree in Spanish education and international studies from NC State, and I'm a licensed teacher, and I'm highly qualified, actually, licensed teacher in North Carolina.
Pop off.
South Carolina, period.
In North and South.
Right, indeed. And I'm also Tennessee, and I'm also in the process of getting Minnesota, which, well, I'll elaborate on that later.
Yes.
I'm not moving to Minnesota. Okay, so anyways, and then I started teaching and I went back and in 3 weeks I will be a licensed professional school counselor. And I am licensed in K through 12 in both of those areas. So, okay. So there you go.
There's the credentials.
So there's a credential.
It's not the source, trust me, bro.
It's not a different random yapper. Yes. Okay. So yeah. So we're talking about the pledge first.
Yes. Also, by the way, if you like feel like you're stuttering or you're like not talking clearly enough, I will edit it out.
Okay. Thank you.
So do not fret.
I don't really feel like I'm stuttering that much.
No. I'm saying like if you like have a long pause and you're like, fuck.
Oh, like I don't know what to say?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I always know what to say.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. So about the pledge. So when I was a student, at Boston Elementary, and then I went to China Grove Middle School, which was a joy. We can probably make a whole episode about China Grove Middle School, to be honest.
And we probably will.
We might. And then I went to Carson High School for 2 years, and then I moved to North Myrtle Beach because my mom wanted to live at the beach. That's the only reason. So then I graduated from North Myrtle Beach High School, where I taught. When I was at both of these schools, we always said the pledge in the morning, right? And like, if you're watching this, you're probably like, yeah, duh, you always say the pledge.
Everybody says the pledge in public school.
Every day. Stand up, you put your hand on your heart.
And I'm not understanding the reason still to this day, but I want to hear your elaboration.
Yes. So I never really questioned it. Like, and I always was a little bit like left-leaning, I guess, growing up. But I never questioned it because it was just like, oh, it's for your country, whatever. It's just what you do at school. Everyone else is doing it. And, you know, you don't want to look weird. And I never really thought anything of it. And then I went back as my frontal lobe was developing to the school that I graduated from.
Indeed.
And the first day I watched all my kids, like my students, stand up and say it. And I was just like,
they look like robots. Yeah.
It's a cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult. And you always, like, even when you're 6 and 7 and you're saying it, like, you don't even understand what you're saying. When you're, like, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Yeah, like, why are...
You don't even know what that means.
It doesn't make sense. Like, in the standing up, like, the making the kids stand up. mm-hmm. and put the hand over the mm-hmm. heart, and like physically doing an action while saying it is just odd to me.
It is.
And it always has been. It is. And I think I finally came into it whenever I was in high school, because like my sophomore year, I went through the same thing where like I was having a rough day one day and I like wasn't going to stand up, and I was just like sitting at my desk, and I saw everybody, I heard all the chairs like scoot back on the floor and everybody stand up, and like I heard everything like stop, and the intercom started speaking. Miss Reagan Taylor, our class president.
Right. It was always like one of the popular kids that was saying it.
She would come over the intercom, and I heard it. I don't remember who the class president was whenever I was a sophomore, but Reagan was my class president.
Yeah.
So anywho, the class president will get on and say it. And then I just like watched everybody stand up, and I was like, for the first time, I'm not standing, and this feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
you feel left out.
I'm like, this doesn't feel, why are we, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, and like, you don't realize what you're saying. So you memorize this thing to stand up and say it every day. It's so different watching it from the teacher's perspective. Cause like, I so clearly remember that, looking at them, everyone standing up and staring like this. It's like 7 a.m. Everyone's exhausted. And you're like, I work for a cult.
Yeah.
I work for a cult. So it's fine. Now I do want to differentiate the pledge and the national anthem. Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be like that annoying, like army wife, whatever. But the pledge, so there's parts of the pledge that are problematic. In all of my teaching, which I mean, it's not that much, but 2 years of teaching in person, I never stood up and said the pledge, not once.
It pissed off some people too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So one day I was in the guidance office during first period, because I had first period.
It also wasn't a deliberate thing that you did either. Like, it was just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, and I didn't, like, announce to the students.
Yeah, it wasn't a political statement or anything. Like, right. You literally just weren't doing it.
I just wasn't doing it.
It's unnecessary.
I feel like it was, like, a personal political statement, but I didn't say anything to the students because, unlike, you know, what Facebook warriors say, we don't try to indoctrinate your children. We try to get your children to write their names on papers and turn things in on time, and they can't even do that. So I can't convince your kid.
Period.
For anyone, really.
Period.
Or to be gay. Just say no.
Yeah, she's not convincing your children to be gay.
I can't even convince your kids to turn things in on time. Can't even convince your kids
exactly
how to say their name in Spanish. So.
Yeah, if you were confused, she was a Spanish teacher.
Right. I taught Spanish 1 and 2. So.
She's the very white Spanish teacher.
Indeed.
We love her.
Yes. Iconic, honestly. Anyway, so there's two specific parts in the pledge that I personally have a problem with. One nation under God. We have religious freedom in this country.
So are we going to ruffle some feathers, or are we going to ruffle some feathers?
Oh, we're absolutely going to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, because the one nation under God, for sure, with the freedom of religion, does not correlate. It
no,
does not
it doesn't.
Compute.
It doesn't.
Doesn't calculate. It doesn't right. add. The fuck up.
No, it doesn't. If you want to do that in your private school, in your private Catholic school, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, like whenever I went to private Christian school, we pledged to the Bible, we pledged to the Christian flag, and we pledged to the American flag. I didn't tell you this. Yeah, whenever I went to a private Christian school in Arizona, you're so scared.
I zoom in on my face. Like, you pledged to a Christian flag?
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. Yeah. That's what we had. And we had to go through the whole, and then I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. And I will stand on it as a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. I don't even remember the whole thing, but it was something like that.
Y'all
and I will
this?
Hide it in my heart or something, 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 something. It's a whole pledge. In fact, let's pull it up.
God.
Oh, we have a baby crying in the other room.
I can't tell which one. Is it yours or mine?
I think it's mine. Logan's got it.
Okay. Yeah. I had students that did not practice Christianity. They practice other religions. And so what happens if they don't want to stand up and say it? Then they get judged.
Yeah.
And you feel left out. And that's not how public education is supposed to be. And if you don't think that, then you're not very patriotic. I'm sorry. You're just
no,
not.
You're
that's
not patriotic
feathers,
at all.
But you don't believe in the First Amendment and religious freedom if you think that Christianity should be integrated into schools.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You're not patriotic.
Bring prayer back into the schools. We need to put the Bible back in school.
Sir, you belong to a cult and you're a communist.
So
you are a communist.
I'm going to touch on this again. I'm going to read you the pledge to the Christian flag the pledge to the Bible.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you I'm going to talk about my cult experience and how it computes to what we're talking about right now. Okay. So
the Mayor Baba cult experience.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So I have a thought that really correlates the two. Okay. So here we go.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
Okay. So the pledge to the Christian flag is, I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one brotherhood uniting all Christians in service and in love. And then there's, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Its words I will hide in my heart that I might not sin against God.
That I might.
That I might not sin.
I might not.
I could.
Give no promises.
But I might not. But I might not sin against God.
That's beautiful.
I was four in pre-K doing this every day. And then into second grade. And then anytime we did Awana, do you know what Awana is? Oh my God, you probably don't.
No, I went one time and my mom thought it was cult behavior.
So yes, it is. So Awana is basically Christian.
Sorry, Kannapolis.
Awana is basically Christian boy and girl scouts, but it's like on steroids. So I don't know how else to explain it to you. We would have to do it every Wednesday night at Awana.
Yeah, I remember this like specific song that was like Awana stands or Awana.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
God.
About?
Oh my God.
I only went one time, so I don't remember like the song or like.
Awana song. Oh wait, Awana flag pledge. There was a pledge. That's what you're talking about.
Okay, okay.
I pledge allegiance to the Awana flag, which stands for the Awana clubs, whose goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve him. Why are we pledging anything? I'm sorry.
Sir,
I don't understand.
You belong to a cult.
No, but like making children recite a pledge.
Right. Like that pledges. That's the definition of indoctrination.
But here's the thing. A pledge is necessary in a court of law. A pledge is necessary when swearing into the military.
Right.
Like.
Right.
A pledge is necessary.
When you're a consenting adult.
A pledge is necessary when swearing into the police department, fire department. Like swearing into something that could take your life.
Right.
So why are we having kids swear into a religion?
Right.
Or into
when they're not consenting adults.
Or into the country that they were literally just born in.
Right.
They didn't ask to be here. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. So anyway, mm-hmm. I went to a cult last Sunday as we're filming this. Okay. Cause this is going to be released later. And it taught me a few things and I can correlate it to what we're speaking on right now. So I went to this cult with Shay's sister, Bryn.
Bless.
And it's called the Mayor Baba. They worship Mayor Baba. Mayor Baba was this man who thought he was the avatar and the chosen one of the generation, and that he was the reincarnation of God himself. And he's from India, and he found this place in Myrtle Beach, and some woman believed in him and gave him all of her inherited family land. It was 500 acres. There's a beach that has not been touched, like all kinds of stuff. It's a beautiful place, okay? We went because we wanted to see the place, okay? So then I learned a few things while I was there. Listening to people talk about a God that I 1000% think that they're bullshitting about, that is literally just a man who is a narcissist that chose to say that he was God and make people follow him and like forcibly have power over them. Like hearing that from the lips of other people and it wasn't about Jesus Christ made me extremely uncomfortable. And I realized that that's how people feel whenever Christians talk about Jesus Christ as if it's fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I went my whole life talking about Jesus Christ the way that these people were talking about this Mayor Baba man. And it's scary. Like being a person, I thought that I was going to get raped or killed just because of how odd the behavior was. And then I realized this is the same thing. This is literally the same thing.
You didn't tell me that last Sunday. That's actually a really interesting hot take.
It's very interesting. And so what I have to correlate this to is like having kids pledge to these things and then also like pledging to the country, like how you said it's cultist behavior, the way that they all stand and they have to recite this thing as if it's fact whenever not every, we are all individual people and this is supposed to be a free nation.
Right.
And if you're trying to forcibly have somebody say something as fact and have them believe that it is one nation under God. We're indivisible, which is the biggest bullshit lie ever. It just, and justice for all, definitely not true. Like, it is very much cult behavior.
Yeah.
I've been to a cult now, and I can tell you, it actually is cult behavior.
Indeed.
Yeah. The standing up and reciting things is actually, if you really visualize yourself in your high school biology class, like, just think about it for a moment and listen to the chairs squeak on the floor as everybody stands up after the bell rings and the pledge starts and everybody goes like this. How weird actually is that?
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other part was what you just touched on, like the liberty and justice for all. So that was kind of my personal, like, I'm not going to stand here and say there's liberty and justice for all.
When there definitely isn't.
When there's not.
Yeah.
When there's literally not. When there's a discipline plan in place at my school that specifically targets students of color. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that when our elevator has been broken for years and we have a kid with cerebral palsy that can't get up the stairs. That's not liberty and justice for all.
No.
It's not.
And that's a really good point.
And I think that doesn't make me un-American. Actually, I think that makes me more American.
I think that makes you extremely patriotic.
Because you should be able, and we live in a free country, so I appreciate that I can speak out on this and not be scared that I'm going to, you know,
lose die, your job,
right,
die,
or get killed.
Well, I mean, you could lose your job in some places.
Yeah. Well, you could, but also,
like, you can also sue them for firing you for that, though.
Right. Yeah. You could file a grievance.
So thank you, America.
Indeed. Yes. And like, but the way that I'm critical of my country is what hopefully, God, please, will make it a better time to live in, like, and yeah, a better education system, more fair and more equitable. And like, that's kind of the goal. So one time I was sitting in the guidance office and, the pledge was on and I was like, oh gosh. Cause normally like I don't make a scene out of just not, I just don't say it.
Yeah. You just chill.
I just chill. I sit and I'm working and I'm doing, you know, I mean, whatever, grading, doing whatever I got to do. So I'm sitting and everyone in the guidance office, all the adults are standing and I'm not. And the secretary came over to me and was like, how can you not stand for the pledge when your husband is in the military?
Oh, you're a dumbass. Oh, so you're a dumbass.
Right. So you're literally stupid. So I just looked at her back and I was like, I'm not going to have this argument at 8 a.m. And so I was just like, I prefer not to. And she was like, didn't your husband serve in the army in Afghanistan?
And in fact, that inspires me even more that he was
right
in the army.
Right. Well, and he went and fought for this.
Mm-hmm.
What? So, and the other thing is, like, Morgan, my husband, he will tell you, he actually has a really interesting take on this. He says that he doesn't think that, like, I mean, he doesn't say that people shouldn't, but he says that he went over there to fight for your freedom, to stand up for what you believe in.
And whatever it is.
Right. So even with the national anthem, he's like, if people want to kneel, like, that's their right.
Exactly.
In America. And that's what I went over there for, not for people to worship.
Am I doing that? No, right. I'm not doing that.
Right.
But do I give a shit and does it affect me even the slightest bit if Colin Kaepernick does it? No.
Right. Right. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there's liberty and justice for all. I feel like that's doing a disservice to my students. I didn't go into education to make adults happy.
No.
I went into education to try my best to do everything I can to give my students a chance, mm-hmm, at anything.
Just like, give me a chance.
Give them a chance, please. But like, that's why I went in. Like, I didn't go into like not ruffle some feathers. I knew, I mean, I have hot takes. Y'all have heard probably five. And yeah. How long have we been recording?
19 minutes.
But I mean, I have my hot takes, but as you get an adult and as you're a teacher who in South Carolina, who, I mean, is obviously pretty left leaning. I mean, I don't believe in the two-party system, but we're not going there right now.
No, we have too much time on our hands.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just think that it's different. Like, as a left-leaning teacher, you're going to ruffle feathers. You're going to make people mad. People are going to be
even
like,
by just existing.
Even just existing. And, like, there was one unit that I did my first year in Spanish, too. We had a health unit. And there was, like, a little part in there that I integrated with, like, reading practice, whatever. But it was about, like, the COVID vaccine. and how that's not accessible to like a lot of different, like the Hispanic community and like people who speak different languages, because they don't have enough translated resources for people. And they also don't have
enough. Which she's a Spanish teacher. This is very, very good use of current events.
Yes. Very relevant. Very good use of current events. Good cultural, because like we're supposed to do like culture-based content.
That's so, also not even a political statement. You're just providing a statistic.
Yeah. And it ruffled feathers.
Yeah. She got phone calls from people's fathers.
I did. It ruffled feathers. And I was just like,
I bet you can guess what the father kind of looked like and talked like. I bet you can even just picture it in your brain.
Oh, guess the job. Think of it in your head. A music pastor.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know he was a music pastor. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. How fitting.
Well, the main
full
one.
Circle.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
He's full a music circle. Pastor. Mm-hmm. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag.
He was also, well, and then he got especially angry whenever I emailed back and I had she, her in my email signature. But we're not going to love one another if they're gay. Obviously not.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't love one another, love your neighbor unless they're gay.
Unless they're gay, trans, black, Hispanic, they don't speak English. They have different views than you.
Speak American.
Speak American.
I'm about sick and tired of that.
Yeah, same.
Can you just speak American, please?
Yeah, it is really annoying when you have like kids in your Spanish 1 and Spanish 2 class that are like, you start, because you're supposed to be in 90% plus of the target language, which is like you're supposed to be teaching Spanish for 90% of the time, even from day 1, Spanish 1.
Yeah.
You just make it comprehensible. So like you use body language, whatever. So it's really annoying whenever I would start doing that and kids would be like, speak American. And I'm like, you are in a Spanish classroom, sir. Sit down.
Literally.
Or I'm giving you a 0 for participation today.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night. Do you want to graduate? Because if you do, you need to sit down.
And it's up to me.
It is literally up to me.
So how about let's not be offensive. Let's not say speak American and let's move on with our day.
Well, and that was kind of, I feel like that was kind of the goal for me as a Spanish teacher, because like you talk to so many people that take Spanish, even like Spanish 1, 2, 3, and 4. And they're like, I don't remember any Spanish at all. That my goal is not for you to walk out of my classroom and be fluent. My goal is for you to walk out and be like, wow, so many people have different lives than me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's my goal, to like expose you to other cultures. So
You pick up an interest for Spanish, maybe you don't.
Right. I mean, not everybody. I mean, I remember in my Spanish class in high school, like, I mean, I never thought I was going to graduate and be a Spanish teacher and literally take my Spanish teacher's job when she left.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to do that, but I did.
Which a flex. We love.
I mean, it's kind of a flex, but I love her. I adore her. Teresa Flick, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. you are a doll. You are an angel and I love you.
We love her.
But yeah, I mean, and I think that's a hot take too, that like, I mean, of course I'm going to teach you the language throughout, but like the only thing you take out of there is that people speak different languages than me. People live different lives than I do. And that's okay. Then I'm fine with that. Yep. That's good. Move on.
Yep.
You know, cause like, I mean, this is a different take also, but learning Spanish when you're 15, 16, 17 is extremely hard.
Yeah. Because your brain, if you don't learn it as a baby,
right. It's hard. I mean, and it's hard. And I did it, but I did it because I'm also like extremely interested in it. And I'm also still learning a lot, but your brain is putty until you're 7. So like the best time to learn it is before you're 7. So that's what I'm trying to do with my son now. So
yes.
I'll let you know how it goes.
We love Mr. Jesse.
Indeed.
Absolutely adorable. Absolutely adorable. So adorable. I just love him. But if y'all want to know what a phone call between the two of us sounds like, it's that.
It's that. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, I didn't think my hot take on the pledge was going to take that long, but
that's why you do a podcast, is because if you can ramble like that, that's why you do this.
Right. Now I do want to clarify though, that if you want to stand up and you want to say the pledge, that is your right.
Yes.
That is 100% your right.
And please do it proudly.
Please do it and do it proudly. If that's what you believe in and that's what you feel so strongly about, please do it.
Can you talk about the difference, because you were going to say this and then our ADHD combined together moved
national
away.
Anthem.
The difference between the national anthem and the pledge.
Yeah. So the national anthem, I do stand up and I hold my hand over my heart for, mostly because, and I've always done that. But now
I think that's more of a symbolic thing.
Yes.
A pledge is pledging. It's what it is.
Right.
You're pledging your life to something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't promise you I'm going to be a U.S. citizen forever. I just don't. Sorry. I don't know. My husband kicks a bucket. I'm out of here.
Literally, she said she wants to go to Spain and teach Spanish so bad.
I do. Or Portugal.
Yes.
But I don't know. Well, Portugal speaks Portuguese, but I could do that too. But yeah, so the national anthem I stand up for mostly because of like, and this is going to sound corny, but like the appreciation for my husband and what he went through in Afghanistan, because I see it firsthand what he went through. And like, he's 25 and just had back surgery. And like, he went through a lot. He went through a lot in combat. And like, he actually did that for the love of the United States. And I so respect that so much. And so, I mean, and even for like other people outside of him, like my grandpa was also in the Air Force, and like, I appreciate that service. And I feel like the national anthem is more of like, I don't know, this might be like my personal participation.
Yeah. Is what I think of it as.
Yeah. Like symbolism and like specific appreciation for like the people who fought for us to be where we are today. And even like, even outside of the military, like for RBG, for the way that I can have a credit card. She's the reason I have a credit card as a woman, you know?
But the thing about the national anthem is the whole song is about like a battle that was won, but there was blood shed, and it was like the bombs bursting, quite literally, like just everything happening all at once, and just the pride that everybody had in the country.
Yeah.
That's literally what a national anthem is supposed to embody in any country. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with that. No. What I see a problem with is making small children stand and memorize and recite like they're in a cult,
right,
a pledge of allegiance to their country when they're five.
Right, exactly. When they don't until even know what they're saying.
When they're five until they're literally 18.
Well, and that's, it kind of goes along with like the Lord. What is that? Is that the Lord's Prayer where it was like, the trespassing against us and lead us not into... We had to like memorize that as a small child. You don't even know what that means. So why are you saying something that you don't even know what that means? You cannot
grasp it. And I think this is a hot take. Well, I don't even think this is a hot take. I think this is just fact. If you make a child learn something at a small, at a very, very small-minded, small age, like the Lord's Prayer or the books of the Bible or whatever you have, or like Bible verses, you have them do memorization. There's like Christians specifically and public school, they're so big on memorization. You're not learning. You're just focusing on keeping the words in your brain so that you can say them one after another in a clean stance.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that you learn it is because you're trying to memorize it for a test. You're trying to memorize it so that you can get a trip to the treasure box. Mm-hmm. You're trying to memorize it so that you can fit in, whatever the case may be. Like for me, I learned my books of the Bible because I got a trip to the treasure box. That's literally why I learned it. I learned the Lord's Prayer because I was fitting in and I didn't feel stupid whenever everybody in the church was saying it.
Right.
Like you're not learning it and understanding what it says at all. I think if you preach a sermon on it even, or you teach a class on something, or you're explaining in a historical context to a history class, this is the Pledge of Allegiance. This is why some people say it.
Right.
This is why blah, 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 blah. This is the Lord's Prayer. This is what this means. This is what you are saying when you say it. That is going to resonate with somebody way more than just repeating it like a robot every day of your life over and over and over again. You're not even understanding at all.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the goal, is so that you can just recite it.
Right.
And
when
be a robot.
Should be understanding and consent of what you're actually saying.
Yes.
You know, because that's, I mean, that's what.
Think about a 5-year old. Like, I pledge my allegiance. Do y'all even think about, let's pull up Google. What is an allegiance?
Allegiance definition.
What is allegiance?
Loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or of an individual to a group or cause.
I'm pledging my allegiance as a 5-year-old to the United States.
To a superior.
I am pledging my commitment, my loyalty to this country. Was my 5-year-old ass in the Vietnam War? Please ask. Please, I would love you
Go ahead,
to answer that for me and ask yourself,
indeed,
when you were five and you learned the Pledge of Allegiance and you started reciting it in your kindergarten class, what the fuck? Yeah. Were you fighting a war?
Right.
Were you planning on being in the military? Were you, especially little girls, what do you mean? Because you don't want us to fight in the military. Well, so what is that about?
I feel like that also and I didn't even think about this until we started talking about this, but I feel like that kind of also fosters a sense of in children, don't question authority. This is what we're doing.
Yes, because you're made to say something. Right.
This is what we're
doing. Without knowing what it means.
Right. I don't care if you know what it doesn't mean. You're going to stand up and you're going to say it because somebody superior to you says that and you don't question it. And then you become an adult and that's when you start questioning things going, wait a minute. You know, but that's a really scary thing to indoctrinate that and to
I small pledge children. My allegiance to mm-hmm. the flag of the United States. What are we doing?
One nation under God.
This little 5-year old that's saying this right now in a kindergarten class, they're going home and they're just wanting a corn dog.
Right.
They want some mac and cheese. They want to play their video games or play outside.
They got to do their phonics homework.
And then they're going to sleep. And then they're waking up the next morning and pledging their allegiance every day. What do you mean they're a 5-year-old who only cares about if they're going to get mac and cheese for dinner with their chicken nuggets or not? Why are they pledging an allegiance to a country? I don't understand.
Yeah. It's a very odd use of time.
And even so, why is an 18-year-old senior in high school pledging their allegiance to a country when they're literally just trying to figure out what college they're going to get accepted to? What do you mean?
Right. Well, and another thing is a lot of people on Facebook and whatever, TikTok, whatever, say, bring prayer back in school. Bring God back in school. Facebook. It's still there.
It's literally Facebook.
Yeah. No, it's still there. God is still there every day. One nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Literally God is in school. What do you mean?
He's literally in school. He's in, what is that and called? YCI? He's in that too.
Yes. FCA, YCI, Young Life.
Yeah. He's there too. So don't worry.
See you at the poll.
And there are teachers at schools that I taught at that have posters on the wall of crosses and yes. Bible verses. And no, he's still there. He's still there. So don't get mad.
The thing is that God is 1000% allowed in school.
Right.
But everybody's so mad that it's not shoved down children's throats even more than it already is.
Right.
When God does not belong in public school. Hot fucking take.
No,
God does not belong in public school. Mm-mm. You want to know what belongs in public school? History class, science, biology, math, mm-hmm. STEM,
mm-hmm.
English, finance.
Finance
needs to replace, honestly, in public school, it needs to replace the pledge. How about we spend the first 10 minutes of school every day talking about finance?
I will say that's a good thing. Of Horry County School specifically had just integrated a requirement for 9th graders to take a personal finance class.
And as they should.
Right. And that's how it should be.
I think we need less of the bullshit ass clubs. Yes. And all of that other stuff. I don't think that religious club, if you want to do a religious club on your own dime, that's fine. Right. But I think that clubs and time. Extracurriculars that you should be a part of in school should teach you life skills.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn about finances, if you want to learn about credit cards, if you want to learn about debt, loans, you want to learn how to sew so that you can fix your own clothing. If you want to learn interior design, because I took one interior design class. If you want to learn photography, stuff that are life skills that you can use in a family one day. Why are we literally just talking about religion whenever these same people are going to youth group on Wednesday, Young Life on Tuesday night, and church on Sunday, and whatever else they've got going on? They know already about the gospel. Everybody in that high school in America already knows the gospel. They need to learn how to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I do think that a lot, because you'll hear your grandma say oh my God, back in my day, we learned how to sew. We took, family consumer. We took, what was it called? Home economics or whatever. I have a hot take on this one too. I think that has been slowly drawn out of public schools because of capitalism.
Yes.
Because they don't want you to know how to fix your own clothes. They want you to go buy new clothes. They don't want you to figure out how to do your taxes to write a check because
wood
they
shop?
Want you to go to an accountant.
Can we talk about wood shop? Logan did not even know how to make a shelf when we got married. And the only reason I knew how to make a shelf is because my dad taught me.
Yeah.
But Logan's parents, like, they didn't really build anything when Logan was growing up, and it wasn't available in school. There was, like, there was some things available at Carson that were, like, building stuff.
Yeah, like masonry.
Masonry. Or, yeah, and he did masonry. But why does he need to mason? Why does he need to learn how to mason a brick? He needs to learn how to, like, build a shelf.
Yeah. But they don't want you to do that. They want you to
patch on the wall.
Yeah. They know. Like, they want you to get one from IKEA.
I had to, because my dad knew how. That's the only reason I knew. It wasn't available to me at school. Yeah. Neither was it available for Logan. I don't know how to sew. I'm trying to learn how to sew because I want to fix my own stitches on my clothing because I'm tired of over-consuming. Like, we are teaching the wrong things in school. We're too worried about making sure that kids memorize the pledge and making sure that everybody learns just like calculus for whatever freaking reason. I've not used math aside from using a calculator for my own accounting for my business. I've not used any of that outside of school. Spanish, that's essential. There are two languages that are most heavily spoke in this country, and it is Spanish and English. I think that why is it that we have a public school system and not every citizen that has attended the public school, why are we not bilingual?
And it needs to be start earlier because we act like we're so developed and we're so all this
and then
and
you
that.
Don't take Spanish class until high school.
Right. Well, why? In European countries, if you go there, like, because when I went to Spain, I studied abroad in Spain after my first year of college. And I remember going there and being like, I'm bilingual. This is a flex. And it was not a flex because most people are trilingual.
Yeah.
Or they speak four.
Whenever I went to Africa, they spoke 5 to 6.
Yeah. But we only speak one, and we don't
and they
even
don't
have
even
a,
have an education system in Africa, and they were speaking like 6 languages.
Yeah, like a civilized Well, and the other thing is, in the United States, we don't even have a federally established language. So why speak American? What is that exactly?
It's stuff that it's what you were taught and conditioned in school,
right?
To think,
right? It's not. It has nothing to do with the language. English.
Oh, this is gonna ruffle feathers. I think that the pledge is teaching people. I think the pledge is teaching people. That type of mindset, speak American, be an American, do things American way, like be patriotic. I think that reciting the pledge like that and like throwing patriotism in people's face and teaching them to be patriotic, I think that's what inhabits people to look at Mexican people, other Hispanic people, minorities, and go, speak American. I can't understand you.
Suppress your own culture, suppress your own ways.
Because you're
in
America.
This is what we do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how it goes. And you don't even, the sad thing is, like, even when I was 17, 18, like, cognizant enough to know what I was doing, I didn't realize, like, wait a minute. And maybe it was going to college that was like, this is really weird that we do this here. But I don't know. That's, we might get canceled for that one. But
I don't think we will. I think that people, some people will hate us for it, but I think some people that typically would disagree, they might be hearing this and saying, you know what? Now that you mention it, because that's kind of what I went through whenever I grew up and left my hometown.
That's true.
Like I started, like you started exposing me to a lot of stuff and I was like, hold on.
At first you would flame me and then you'd be like, wait a minute.
And I'd be like, wait a second. You're actually kind of intelligent. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should be listening. Maybe you went to college and maybe I should listen to you because I didn't go to college.
Well, and I don't even know if it was college necessarily, like I think that at NC State, like when I was at North Myrtle Beach High School, I was in, oh, this is a hot take too, but I was in honors classes and I was in AP classes and I was in dual enrollment and I was around all the kids in my class were privileged and white. And I mean, that was who I was surrounded by every day. And like people whose parents were probably conservative because like their parents had money and they were scared of what
everybody wearing whatsoever. The Sperry's and their khakis and their polo shirts.
Well, the O'Fighting thing I feel like was more of like a China Grove middle school era. I feel like that kind of like phased out. But yeah, like, and that's who I surrounded myself with. Well, when I went to NC State and I got integrated in the world language department, I started meeting so many different people. So I don't know if it was necessarily college. I just think it was listening to everyone's perspectives and being like, wow.
I'm wrong. Yeah.
I'm wrong about so many things.
Like, whenever for me, it was moving to Fayetteville. That's what it was for me. Because here, it's a military town. There are locals. Half of the population has been here their entire life. And it's a super poor and crime-riddled population. There is a lot of crime all the time. If you go out, you'll probably see something happen. The first day I spent in Fayetteville, I had something stolen from my car. Like,
yippee.
I've passed by the mall while there was a shooting. Like, somebody set a car on fire. I saw it. Like, it's just, there's crime everywhere in Fayetteville. And then the other half of the population is military that's here for a short period of time. They come from all kinds of different states. Most of them are not Southern. It's not the Bible Belt in Fayetteville anymore. It's like the Bible Belt keeps going until it hits Fayetteville. There's a pause. And then it continues after you leave Fayetteville. Because there are so many different people from so many different places. And it's like you have people from Alaska, Italy. You have people from New York, California, Texas, here. Like you have people from literally anywhere you could think of that are here for either a short period of time for a contract, or maybe they're staying their whole military career. Maybe they got stationed here and ended up staying because of housing, because that's kind of what we're, the situation that we're in. So many different shapes, sizes, colors of people. Like it's so different here. And whenever I started looking around and realizing that China Grove wasn't the only place on earth, and that not everybody was a psychotic Southern belle that made fun of you everywhere you went.
Yeah.
And all of us were white. Whenever I realized that the majority of the population isn't always white, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of stupid for real.
Well, and the thing is, like, you weren't stupid. You just didn't know better. And I think that, like, a lot, like, even
ignorance.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even if you, like, you're listening to this and you're like, wow, she's dumb. You really need to start saying the pledge in the morning, blah, blah, blah. If you think that, I don't think you're stupid. I just think that
I think you're conditioned.
Yes. And I also think that you are a collection of everything that you've ever been through and everyone you've ever talked to. And if you don't expand that circle,
you're going to be stuck exactly where you are for the rest of your life.
You're not going to grow. And I don't think that everyone should necessarily agree with me, but I have this opinion because of the people that I've talked to. I was a public school teacher. I now teach online, so I don't really like deal with that, you know, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So we have children crying, by the way.
We do.
It's fine.
Is that mine or yours?
That's Wesley.
Okay.
That's baby cry.
Yeah, that's definitely baby cry.
He's frustrated about something.
Okay.
But anyway, you have this opinion.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, and I, like I said, you're everything that you've ever been through and talked to, and you feel very passionate about certain things, maybe because of stuff that you've been through, and but you're stupid if you don't agree.
Why do I want to release this as a bonus? Because people, I've been noticing a lot of people are like, I got done with the episode and I wanted to listen to another one. And like, this is going to be one of those ones that people are going to be pissed that they have to wait a whole week for another one. I feel like I should release this on like on Tuesday or something.
Yeah, maybe. That would be cool.
People would be like, thank you.
Right. Thank you.
You're giving me something to listen to on the way to work. Because that's literally what people have been texting me. They're like, I listened to this on the way to work.
Yeah.
And I'm...
That's what I did. I actually sat and I watched her first episode on my YouTube TV. And I made Jesse, I put him in the high chair in front of it. And I made him watch it. Talk about indoctrination.
Talk about indoctrinating your child.
Right. Period. Screen time. Yep.
Screen time. You're going to watch this and you're going to like it.
Miss Rachel unfiltered.
Yes, Miss Rachel, but cussing.
But cussing.
And talking about things that probably aren't child appropriate.
Right.
It's fine.
The first one was just talk about you leaving photography.
He's not even fully talking yet. He's fine.
No, he's fine.
He's not going to remember this.
It's good for his language development.
Si. Señor.
Si. 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 Indeed. But yeah, so there's that.
I think this was a very productive episode.
Indeed. Not really though, because
stay
the only
tuned
thing really
for if we get canceled or not.
If we do, personally I don't care, because you know what,
I'm You're not right. famous enough to care.
This is America and I can believe what I want.
I'll have plenty of people that agree with me, so
yep.
If you don't agree with me, that's fine. Come back next week. Right. I probably won't talk about something like this again. Because I've got a lot of other topics under my belt.
If you have me, you probably will.
Oh, if I have Shay on here, just buckle up. If you see Shay's name on the title, just know it's cancelable.
Right. If you are a snowflake, just...
Run away.
Move along.
Float.
If you get offended, just move along.
Float to Switzerland for a week and then come back. Come back the next week.
But me getting mad about stuff, by the way, has actually done stuff. Like the elevator being broken, I didn't just get mad and not say the pledge. I filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights in D.C., and it turned into a whole investigation.
Yeah, because the child can't get to his freaking class. He can't. And
he couldn't get to my classroom.
He can't go to four things up above where he needs to be for certain instruction. He can only attend things on the bottom floor.
Right.
And that's not fair.
Yeah,
that's not fair. Equitable. Mm-mm,
that's not. And it's supposed to be, there's supposed to be equity in schools. So tell me how that's justice for all. Please tell me. So I come back from maternity leave and this kid was, you know, not. He was in the library because he couldn't get up the stairs. So I filed a complaint. Anyway, long story short, it went through and there was a lawyer involved and they did a whole investigation and they ended up being guilty. The school district ended up being guilty of like
discrimination.
Yeah. Against somebody with physical disabilities. And long story short, the elevator works now.
So, as it should.
Period. As it should. And then I promptly resigned.
As you should.
Not because of that, because I wanted to be at home with my kid. I'd probably still be at ATA, like teaching.
They lost a good one though.
They did.
So anywho, we have to go because my child is screaming.
Right. We do
so,
have to go.
We got to go check on Logan. We got to go bail him out. Cause poor guy is locked in Derek's room with her kid, my kid and my baby.
The other kid.
So there's three kids and one of them is screaming at the top of their lungs. So,
so we'll see you later. I guess.
Let's go comfort that man.
Thank you for joining us.
I don't know if they probably can't hear it because the sound quality on this like buffers out everything.
No, that's what I was telling you earlier. Like you can't when you're like Simba's nails on the
floor. That poor baby.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay. Logan has left the room. We're leaving. Goodbye.